This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so the way we're doing this, we're just kind of going through each quarter of the season. And for those that, Kenny and I were just discussing during the break, I've decided the way I'm going to write this down is kind of a realistic disappointment and a realistic encouraging part of the season. That way we are throwing out the extremes. We're not dismissing them. It's just for the sake of this, you know, kind of going to get it narrowed down to like two different views here. So the first four games of the season, I think the realistic disappointment would be 1-3. I think we all agree Seattle is probably the easiest game on a schedule through the first four games that you should win.
Most winnable.
It's the most winnable game. And yet, would we be surprised if they went 2-2? I think that's the realistic encouraging one because you've got Foot Commanders in there. You've got Philadelphia, although I think Philadelphia is actually pretty good, or at least certainly better than the Lions. And then they've got the loss at Minnesota that I think is probably the most losable game that they have. So 2-2, would you agree that's probably the realistic encouraging and 1-3 is a realistic disappointment?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Okay. So now we shift to the next four games on the schedule. They start at New England. Then they have a bye week, and they're at Dallas.
0-3. Oh, I'm sorry. Two games in there.
Then they're home against Miami and home against Green Bay. That's the next four games. At New England, at Dallas, home against Miami, home against Green Bay. Which of those four is the most winnable game for the Lions?
I would say the most winnable game is home against the Dolphins.
I would agree with you.
All right.
Which is the most losable game out of those four?
I'm going to either go with at Patriots or at Cowboys, and I will go with at Patriots. I just don't – Belichick is just – he's too good. I don't think he even needs players against the Lions. Patricia revenge game in New England?
I would go with the Cowboys game.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight you on that either.
Yeah, I think going to Jerry World, even though they have a bye week, which maybe that helps them out a little bit. But Dak Prescott, he can carve up the Lions. We've seen it happen. I think Dallas is a good football team. So I would say at Dallas. It's funny, neither one of us said the game against Green Bay. Is it because it's home and earlier?
That's part of it. It's home, it's earlier. And I know Aaron Rodgers, I will not doubt him. I will not do what many have done. You, Doug, a lot of people included, that said he was done maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years ago. I'm not going to say that, but the loss of Davante Adams is huge. And I know they went and got Watson, but you don't know what you can expect from rookie receivers. Now, you think the defense might have gotten better? Maybe. But if you're making me pick out of these four games, which is the least winnable, I don't think it's the Packers game. I'm going to go with the Patriots or the Cowboys ahead of the Packers game.
The other thing with the Packers is I feel like we're waiting for the next shoe to drop, which is they're going to sign a free agent wide receiver, and we're going to be like, of course they get Odell Beckham Jr. Of course they get Jarvis Landry.
Julio Jones.
Right,
or
one of the big receivers to help complement the younger core that they have, and Aaron Rodgers, so he'll be, you know, R-E-L-A-X again, and that's just what's going to happen. 248-539-9797. Back to the phones we go. And Tim is in Southfield. Tim, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Tim.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I know I was just calling. Hopefully this is the year everything goes full circle.
I went Lions free, the Lions Jets game that they we were talking about, that Monday night game.
The Sam Darnold game, yeah.
Quick story. Yeah, the Sam Darnold game. I live in Southfield, was working in Ann Arbor. My brother-in-law, Vince, he's a season ticket holder, tailgate, everything. Drive from Ann Arbor, call the wife, get the tickets, get down there, super excited. Like I said, number one team, defense for like the first first quarter, get blown out. You know what I mean? $400 later after the beers. My wife's not even a football fan, right? But I'm buying the drinks, you know, having a good time. And then, of course, they blow it. So after that game, Lions free. This year, though, they play the Jets in New York. They're going to win it, redeem themselves, and we're going to go 8-8 going into Lambeau, having to win that game to get the wild card. And I'm claiming it. They're going to win that game.
Wow.
And going to the wild card.
That's crazy.
Here it is.
Tim,
yes, I know, right?
You were burned by that Jets game. You were burned. So much
it.
You said you were Lions free.
I've been Lions free. I haven't been to – for comic relief, sometimes I'll tune in, but, like, I can predict it, right? So, but this year, since I've been predicting what's happened the last 4 years, whatever, they're going to do it this year. This is the year.
Why so soon? The Holmes and Campbell, it sounds like you believe in them, obviously, but why right now? Not another year after one more draft? This is the year 9-8 to get in the playoffs?
It has to be because of the Jets game. That's the tie. You got the coach from Dearborn. You got Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan. You know, it's in Ann Arbor. He's from Michigan. I was driving from Ann Arbor that day. You see the correlation? So this is the year. That's why.
All right. Thanks. I don't see the correlation. I'm struggling to see it other than what? Robert Saleh, who coached with the defense coordinator with San Francisco. But yes, he's from Dearborn. I don't know if you knew that. Now he's coaching with the Jets, but he didn't coach the Jets team with Sam Darnold that beat the Lions. So not sure what the correlation is.
And then Kevin Bacon played.
Right. No. And Kevin Bacon was in Tremors.
Yes.
with.
Yeah, he was trying to make it all connect.
Fred Ward,
somehow.
Who was in The Right Stuff, with Ed Harris, who was in Apollo 13. With Kevin Bacon. And we're right back again.
You did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
I went from Kevin Bacon all the way to back to Kevin Bacon. It's
and
not really
the family, was it Houston we had a problem? Now we have Houston, the problem?
Right. Houston, the problem.
Yeah.
I like that. 248-539-9797. Brian, you're in Sterling Heights, but you're really here on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Brian. Brian. Oh, come on, man.
No good.
Thanks, buddy. I just put him on hold. Maybe he'll figure it out. Maybe Shredder will figure it out, too. Ed is in Ann Arbor. Ed, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Ed.
What's up, Gayton? How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing all right, Ed.
Look, I'm the really, really optimistic type because I'm not buying the narrative that they're the same old Lions. I don't believe that. I've been watching the Lions since I was a child, and I'm 67 years old.
Of course
and they
you
did
are.
Things last year I've never seen them do. They finally got a guy that can pick football players. The kid I'm most interested in seeing what they do with is Rodriguez because he is a thumper. He used to be a safety, but when he went to college, they needed a linebacker, so he became a linebacker. The other thing is he's an athlete, a real athlete. He's a wrestler.
Yep.
And there's nobody that knows more about their body, about putting on weight or cutting weight, than a wrestler. So I would not be surprised if he's a thumper to see Dan have him go down and see him as a safety because he can cover.
Well, I like what they've done with the draft. I don't love what they've done with the draft because of the second-round pick. And Pascal, and thanks for the call, who, by the way, is the only one that has not been signed yet. I'm looking at Dave Burkett's Twitter, and as of 53 minutes ago, the Lions announced the signing of 7 of their 8 draft picks, all but second-rounder Josh Pascal. I like the player. I love that he's got leadership qualities, and he seems to be, you know, a high-motor guy and 3-time captain and – can bring a pass rush from inside or outside. I like all that stuff. I wanted somebody else. I wanted a linebacker at that spot, and they didn't go for it. But I'm over it. I'm not rooting against Josh Pascal. Hopefully he signs any second because all these positions are slotted, so there's no point in holding out. But optimism is going to reign for a little bit here, King, before they play a game, because that's what happens. You have to ask yourself, did you improve the team? Some teams don't improve. Some teams get worse because of cap issues or injuries or, you know, whatever the case is. Maybe you thought that they had a horrible draft. But I think we can kind of all agree here. The Lions got better in the offseason. I don't know how much better, because that defense is still a work in progress.
And they were really bad last year.
They were terrible.
So it was hard not to get better just by acquiring some better players. And that's through the draft and through the, you know, free agency. Whether you like Josh Reynolds or whether you think he's going to be good or not, he's better than what they started the year with last year.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, are they a game better? Are they three games better than last year? You know, we'll find out. How healthy are the guys coming off injuries? A lot to be said, but they were so bad last year. Yeah, it's hard to imagine they didn't get at least talent-wise better.
More ticket text. I think it's more or less Chicago has Fields, Jacksonville has Trevor Lawrence, and even though they blow, they have these key players that might be attractive to a viewing audience. We don't have any attractive players. That's from Joe in White Lake. There could be something to that. They have a marquee, young, talented player at the quarterback position. Lions will be 1-3 after the first four with some luck or breaks. They can be 2-2, Stephen Grand Rapids. Well, that's our kind of realistic area. Did this exercise earlier, was feeling 2-2 pretty strongly. Could see 3-1 being statistically just about impossible, but in the NFL, anything can happen. That's from Neil and Carlton. I'd be startled if they started off 3-1. Guys, I think they're going to going into the bye week 0-5. Put it in stone. Steven Novi, that would be devastating. If they lose to Seattle in the fourth game of the season, I mean, that's the one that's when the SOS calls come out, right? Or SOL calls come out.
I mean.
And SOS.
Yeah, kind of. It's not like they're a great team, though, you know? You're hoping for one win out of the first four, at least.
At least. And that's the game. That's the most winnable game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.